Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
What's up, YouTube? Drill Sergeant here. And first, I know you saw the title of the video, that's why you clicked on it. And maybe you already know about it, you just wanted to learn some more, I got you. We're providing context to that. Or maybe you have no idea what's going on, in which I decided to put Brian Tyler Cohen, one of my favorite explainers, on to let you get the gist of it. Afterwards, we'll come back. I don't know. It's tough. You'll see. Watch this.
In some bombshell reporting from the Daily Beast, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's latest brilliant idea is a reality TV show called The American, where immigrants compete for U.S. citizenship. To be clear, the Secretary of Homeland Security wants to turn the citizenship process into a reality competition show, complete with challenges in every state and a swearing-in ceremony with a top American politician or judge that will leave not a dry eye within 10 miles. According to reports, Noem has been working with Rob Warsoff, the producer of Duck Dynasty, on a detailed 35-page pitch for this Hunger Games-style immigration competition. Immigrants would arrive at Ellis Island on something called the citizenship, be handed a personalized baseball glove, and then travel the country by train to compete in challenges like balancing on logs in Wisconsin and building rockets in Florida. The winner would get fast-tracked to citizenship, while the losers would go home with iconically American prizes like a million American airline points, a $10,000 Starbucks gift card, and a lifetime supply of 76 gasoline. Because nothing says, sorry you lost your shot at the American dream, quite like a gas station gift card. And this isn't just offensive and dehumanizing to immigrants, though it absolutely is that. This is a fundamental transformation of how our government functions. The Trump administration isn't just hiring reality TV personalities to run the government. They are running the government like a reality TV show. And let's be clear, this is not an isolated incident. It is the logical end result of an administration that values spectacle over substance, ratings over results, and TV presence over actual qualifications. Just look at who Trump has hired thus far. More than 20 former Fox News personalities are now serving in top positions in the Trump administration. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, former Fox and Friends weekend host, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy, former Fox business host, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, Fox News contributor, Dan Bongino, Fox News host, is now the Deputy FBI Director, and now, as we learned this week, the interim U.S. Attorney in Washington, D.C. is none other than Fox's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Yeah, that's real. That's the Daily Beast. Now they call it a bombshell reporting. This is a leak. It's a leak. It's not bombshell reporting. I mean, granted, it wasn't put on Signal with the Atlantic on there. So, you know, it's not bombshell reporting. It's not bombshell reporting because it wasn't actually done in secret and was found out. This is a leak. Why would they leak this? Well, YouTube, in order to answer that question, you need the context. That's what brings us to the context. Number one, the story itself. Horrible. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Why would they leak it? Well, because it's like A-B testing. They want to know what people will say if they did it. They want to know what the reaction is. They know that there's a certain percentage of the population that's going to go, this is crazy. But they also know that they have a certain percentage of cult members and disgusting, racist, filthy, ugly, non-thinking churchgoers who are told what to think by pulpit members who are paid by segregationists and racists and network state members and so on and so forth. The Republican Party, disgusting, horrible people. They know they have enough cult members that might just enjoy this. But you don't just put something out like this. You don't just destroy yourself like that. You put out a tester. You leak it, and you make sure that someone like the Daily Beast hears about it, and then you See what the reaction is. You test the waters. That's what this is. If they can get a good enough reaction from enough cult members that makes the producer believe that he can make money from it, then yeah, maybe they will. Yeah, maybe they will. We have to let them know, no, this doesn't have traction. Yes, we will boycott all of everything that producer does. Yes, it's a detriment to your pocket if you even think about making this. That's why they did it. So let's go ahead and give them what they want. Let them know in every possible way they can, starting with the emails to the network who hires these producers, starting with every show that this producer has ever done and has been put on Netflix or any other streaming program, and every single possible way you can with your circle of influence and your network to deplatform it, to email, to say you're disgusted, to say how unbelievably stupid it is. Whatever you have to do, that's part one of the story, is the story itself. But the most important part is part two. The context is the more important than even the disgusting story of the new Hunger Games revelation that we find out. The context, which Brian Tyler Cohen gives us exquisitely, is the fact that the United States government, under Trump, under this administration, is a TV show. What are they proposing? The process of government, the procedures of government itself, doing governing, is a reality TV show. The laws that govern how you become a citizen don't matter. The ratings do, right? It's exactly what The Real Housewives or any other reality TV show. Marriage is a TV show. Oh, The Undercover Boss. Business is a TV show. None of these things are real. What they are is a facade. This reality TV show that they're proposing is an extension of the reality TV show that Donald Trump is running. The process of government, governing, is all a lie. The reality is, there's no such thing as habeas corpus. There's no such thing as rule of law. There's no such thing as fair trials. And all of that stuff doesn't matter. People are being shipped out, sent away, and never coming back. The idea that our judicial system is in control of interpreting the law is a lie, or else we would have had Abrego Garcia back. The Supreme Court said that he needs to come back. He's not. It's a lie. The legislatures who write the law is a lie. You know how we know? Tell me what law they've written. Since Trump, nothing has been written. There's nothing being done there. Now, the fact that the Democrats don't know how to fight back because they're feckless and they're weak is also true. And the fact that they may be able to change something if they were out here marching with us like we will be on June 6th in Washington, D.C. You need to be there for that. June 6th in Washington, D.C. But they're not there. You have a few like AOC and Bernie Sanders. The point is, none of that matters. The context is the government is a lie. And the proof of that is they've chosen producers and TV hosts to run every cabinet. They choose somebody who has brain worms and who has his own kids swim in toxic sludge to be the head of the Health and Human Services? You might say to yourself, why would they choose someone like this? Well, because it's a lie. It's a TV show. It's entertainment. That's why you have someone who is a failed D-list weekend Fox News host come run the Department of Freudian slip. Department of Defense. ICE Barbie. Immigration Barbie. Because she goes around and dresses up. She's the same person who supposedly in talks with these people. Homeland Security is a lie. Homeland Security controls FEMA. Run by Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem denied help for her own people when she was governor of her own state. She hated FEMA. She took the money. People were flooded out of their homes, and she took the money and the National Guard of her own state to Texas because it was a good photo op. It's television. It's television. That's why the entire cabinet is built from people who are either actors or producers of television. You're watching the lie. They want to get rid of Health and Human Services. They want a dysfunctional military. They need a dysfunctional CDC. They don't want laws to get passed. They don't want a judicial system. The executive branch is a lie. The people who are running it wrote Project 2025. You can't do the things you want to do as an evil, racist, misogynist overlord. You can't be the devil and work in a government for, by, and of the people. So the government is a lie. It's an act. It's cosplay. Every day, all day. The decisions that they make behind the scenes are those little thin books that we call executive orders that are passed to Trump by his dementia doctor, and he looks up and says, "What does this say? Why don't you explain it to him?" Well, he signs it. He doesn't know what's in there. He's not making decisions. It's a lie. It's reality TV. The people making the decisions are people we never voted on. That's why the courts don't matter. That's why the laws don't matter. If the government is a lie, reality TV, the only way to get it back is to break the television or change the script. Television is run by advertisement. So if you stop the ads, the TV doesn't work. Boycotts stop the money that pays the people who are producing this television show. The United States Supreme Court, in a ridiculous, unbelievable decision, has told us that money is speech, therefore corporations have been controlling our government for quite a while. Boycott them. That's where they get the money from. The people who control our government are the people who pass those thin little books to that orange little man while he sits at the Resolute desks and asks them, "What does this say?" And then signs it.
Very much. We have some executive orders that we're going to be signing, so I'd ask Will to maybe explain them.
Yes, Mr. President.
Who was in charge of this one? And this was on gas heaters.
Next, Mr. President, we have House Joint Resolution 24.
And what do they do?
They
increase the energy efficiency requirements.
That's a big one, isn't it? Huh? Common sense.
Next for you, sir.
Will we look into the past people? Is that part of this? And this pretty much does it, right?
Next, this is an executive order relating to the use of paper straws. Nobody really likes paper straws.
Number one trending.
First, we have a list of pardons and commutations.
And how many people are this? Anything you want to explain about this?
Next order relates to the definition of birthright citizenship.
That's a big one.
Sir, this is a proclamation declaring a national emergency.
That's a big one. A lot of big ones, huh?
This is an executive order taking a large number of executive actions.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
Our government is run by executives who are not in front of the camera. Everyone who has been selected to be the head of any department is an actor. And the government itself is a lie. It's meant to be broken and manipulated for the purposes of feeding the entertainment of the cult that they've cultivated. Fox News has these people pulled in any direction like a bull with a nose ring, and they have just extended Fox News into the White House. The people who control the government are the people who wrote Project 2025, and they're not running for office because they want it to break. The executives have the power, and the viewers have the power. The viewers drive advertisement. That's the oligarchs. You stop their money, you stop the show. You stop their cameras by getting in front of it, disobeying, disobedience at all cost disrupts the show. Disobeying, disobedience at all costs disrupts the show. If you own a business, buck the system. If you're a teacher, buck the system. If you're a firefighter, buck the system. If you're a police officer, I feel for you. happen, but you got to buck the system. If you're a content creator, buck the system. And when they get rid of YouTube because there's too many of us, there's other places. If you're a race car driver, buck the system. If you're an Uber driver, buck the system. If you're a cashier, buck the system. And until we stand in front of the camera and we rewrite their script, and until we get rid of the funding through boycotting, both things need to be done. And until both of them are done by enough people that the facade of the reality TV show is exposed, we can't win. But I think we can do this. Every day, more and more people are realizing we can do this. If you'd like to know how to buck the system where you work, where you play your part in the script, the next step is to email me, politicaldrain@gmail.com, and we'll show you how to buck the system where you are. If you're vulnerable, if you're an illegal citizen, if you're an illegal immigrant, if you are a child, you're in danger in any way by what's already happening, you're gay or trans, then the rest of us have to do it for you. I'm not asking you to do it. Citizens of this country, of able mind and able body, change the script, stand in front of the camera, stop the show, and cut off all advertising. Watch those squirmy little worms come out of hiding. Those Heritage Foundation worms. Those right-wing think tanks. Those CPAC funders. Watch them all come out when the TV show no longer works. Do not obey. Do not obey. That's the important part of this story.
We'd like to thank everybody for your support. Thank you for subscribing, for pressing like, for sharing, and for everybody who's joined the channel. But one of the perks of joining at the truth teller level is that you get a special shout out on the show. So I want to shout those guys out right now. First, Tony Henderson. Thank you so much for being a truth teller. Casper Northerner. Thank you so much for being a truth teller. Scott Reese. Thank you so much for being a truth teller. Ainsworth Dudley Core. Thank you so much for being a truth teller. And Laura Malcolm, thank you so much for being a truth teller. Also, you can help fund the resistance through Patreon. And in Patreon, we have a membership program that's called a partner level. I want to give a very special shout out to our partners who are helping to fund the resistance. Highlander, thank you so much for being a partner on Patreon. And Null Style, thank you so much for being a partner on Patreon. All right, stay tuned for this. We'll see you next time.
Hey! Yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're gonna pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops. But for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission, fund the fight, fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on www.groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.